Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold-out stages speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is going to be jam-packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always going to be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's going to pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up. Hey, what's up, rehabs across the world? Trent here. Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. And I want to get right into it. You know, I've been saying this quote for the last few weeks, said it last podcast, and I'm going to say it again. I just got finished running and I came right up here. I mean, I smelled just like outdoors. I say, I want to record this podcast right now while I feel the energy, and I want to give it to you guys. And listen, you know, I've been saying this quote, and this quote has been going viral. People have been sharing it because it's true. And this quote, like you heard last week, this virus has the power to destroy us mentally before it ever touches us physically. And I like to add on to that. This virus has the power to destroy our families. It is destroying families as I'm speaking right now. It has the power to destroy kids. I mean, even from this standpoint, there's so many kids that are in toxic environments they have no release from. They feel trapped. They have school no more that was their release. They have no more sports that they were released, and they're in this dysfunctional environment because they have dysfunctional parents or a dysfunctional parent. And that's why it's so important as parents, we got to get our stuff together. There's people who are dealing with abuse that have nowhere to go. And if you're this person, you know, I want to share this right now. Like, go to my Instagram and go find my video. It's probably a few posts back where I talk about this, and go read the comments and go see where you can get help, because you don't have to suffer in silence. Kids, if you're listening to this, you don't have to suffer in silence. I don't want you to feel like you have nowhere to go. But this is the thing about environment. And a lot of us, you know, even if we're not there, if we're not careful, we can get to that place because we have so much stress that's coming in from the external. So many worries that's coming in from the external. So much doubt and fear that's coming in from the external, and most people don't know how to deal with it. And so they're allowing these things to get bottled up. They're allowing these things to change them into a person that they're not because they don't know how to deal with their frustrations. And what's happened is you're creating an environment of dysfunction. And I want to talk to the families and the kid that have the parents in here. And even if you're single, like, understand your environment is everything, especially right now, because most of us, our environment is our four walls. Is the people that we're around now 24/7, 365. And just like that flower, as I always talk about, like, everybody in your household is that flower. And if they're in the wrong environment, they're going to wither away mentally. But if they're in the right environment, even in this hard time, they can still blossom. Even in the storm, they can still blossom. So we have to take responsibility on protecting our peace, and not just our peace. We have to take responsibility in protecting the peace of those in our household. In those in our environments, the mental healths of those in our environments. And this is a conversation that I had to have with myself, because as I was running today, I realized that a lot of frustration was setting in, and I went on my bridge run that I often do. I'm going to talk about this at the end as we protect our peace and have that protect our peace moment. But I realized that I was carrying a lot of unnecessary weight in my life, and I was allowing a lot of outside influences to influence my internal self, which is going to do nothing but rob your peace. And so I had to step back and I said, you know what? I have to create some things and be very intentional, not just in my life, but in my household, to make sure that this environment is an environment that's constructed with peace. This environment is an environment that's constructed in joy and happiness and fulfillment. I don't want this environment to turn into a toxic environment. And so what I did was I came up with 5 things that I feel like not just myself, but that can help my family, that can help my current environment. And I want to share these things with you. And I want you to be intentional. And maybe these things look different, But these are things that you can take past this coronavirus thing. Because one of the things that I'm afraid of is that once this thing is over, this virus is over, that we're going to lose focus on what matters most. The beautiful thing right now is that we're seeing what matters most right now. We're having no choice. Then a lot of us, we created these great habits now because of this turbulent time. And I'm afraid that when this virus leaves, that our great habits will leave also. That we will start to focus on the things that don't matter more than we focus on the things that do matter. So I want to share these five releases with you. And I want you to apply this to your household because it's very important. Very important. And you know this is a part of the rehab process. I talk about reality, release, repair. And release is very, very important. So the first release is an energy release. I'm a firm believer, and you guys heard me say this a million times, that movement influences mood. You need to be influencing your environment with the energy release. Because when you don't move, depression has nowhere to go. When you don't move, frustration has nowhere to go. When you don't move, depression, anxiety has nowhere to be released in a positive way. And usually what happens when we don't move our body, when we don't have an energy release, even if it's a negative energy release, which most times it is when we go for these mental health runs and we work out, is to release the negative things in our life. Guess who receives those releases? Our kids, because we're frustrated, so we yell at them for no reason. Or our wife, or our husband, or our friends, or those close to us, because we're not moving our bodies. And so listen to me. I've been doing a free workout on Zoom, free for my community, for you guys. Literally, if you follow me on social media, you'll see it. I do an in-home workout, no excuses, where you can move your body. And everybody says, thank you, Trent. I needed this. I needed this for my mental health, not just my physical health. That's like the least thing I get from people. They love the workout. They love getting in shape. But they love the mental shape, the emotional shape that they're receiving because they are moving their bodies. So feel free to join me in this. It's free. Bring your kids. Tristan did it with me. Influence your kids to move around, even if they run around outside, even if they ride their bike. Have them look forward to something. And this is a side note. I see a lot of people just allowing the standstill of the world to keep their household at a standstill. And kids aren't having nothing to look forward to. Parents, you aren't having nothing to look forward to. You should have something to look forward to every single day. Even if it's something that's baking a cake. Even if it's something simple as riding your bike. Me and Tristan, we look forward to that every single evening to go ride our bike on the trail in nature and go see the sunset. He reminds me every single day when I don't take him. It was one day I didn't take him. He was highly upset with me. So you want to have an energy release. Maria just actually sent me a video not too long ago, right before I recorded this podcast episode of Maya. Maya, she's wondering what's going on. She's 3 years old. She asks, why am I not going to dance class? Why am I not going to school to see my friends? And so the dance studio, which was super cool, had a virtual. And you can look up on YouTube. You can find people doing free things for your kid virtually. They had a virtual dance class at the studio. And she saw her teacher. And Maria's like, look at Maya's face. And she just had so much joy. Like, Maya always has joy, but it was a different type of joy where she felt like at home. She felt like, man, I feel normal for a second during this crazy time. Like I can relate to this. I feel certainty in this moment. And so, guys, whatever that looks like for you, have an energy release, even for your dog. Titan, he has an energy release. Because if Titan don't have no energy release, Titan's going to be going insane. So have an energy release for your family. The second release that I want to talk about is having a creative release. I see a lot of people doing this creatively with their kids, which are great, whether it's drawing, whether it's building something, whether it's learning a new instrument, whatever it may be for you, have a creative release. My creative release right now is writing music. I haven't done that so long, and it makes me feel so great to do it. You know, creative releases are good for your mind. Your mind wants to be challenged. Because if you're doing nothing to progress your mind, if you're not working out that muscle in your mind, that creative muscle in your mind, you're going to feel like you're not progressing. And again, when we feel like we're not progressing, depression tends to set in. I always feel like the enemy to depression, one of the enemies to depression, is progression. It's showing yourself you can move forward. So in this time, if you can create something beautiful, in this time where the world is telling you that the external things are telling you that you should stop, nothing beautiful is going to happen because of all these things going on in the world, right? The news is bringing all this fear to us. If you can create something beautiful, whatever that is, even if it's going outside to run and you run a faster mile, when you can show yourself that it's possible through creativity, you will build an everlasting confidence, I believe, in your life. So allow your kids to be creative. They create, Maya, she creates messes all the time in our house. It's okay. I tell her, be creative. We'll clean it up later. Like, tap into your creativity. Me and Tristan, we have a weird creativity on Madden. Like, literally, we've created a team on Madden, our own team, where we drafted players. And, like, that's a connection piece for us, too, that we look forward to. But we're being creative in that way. People are being creative on TikTok. There's no judgment. Just find a way to be creative as a family. Promote creativity to your children. Promote creativity to your environment. Promote creativity to your friends and your household. The third release is an intimate release. Intimacy is important because, to me, intimacy brings safe to people's hearts. It brings certainty to people's hearts. It brings, man, this is, everything's going to be okay to people's hearts. You know, I don't have to say this because we all know this, but a lot of us, we feel unsafe, especially outside our house. Our kids, they feel unsafe. But it's those intimate moments where they can feel safe. A hug a day keeps depression away. And so I have these intimate moments with my kids, you know, usually one-on-one. I have my intimate moments with Maya where she just snuggles up under my arm, where she feels okay. She gives me love, I give her love. I have my intimate moments with Maria. I have my intimate moments with Tristan. I have my intimate moments with Marley. And it's hard for me to explain what intimacy does, but it just brings a emotion of just peace and joy and just gratitude and just happiness. It's just vibrant. And so create an environment of intimacy. And especially with spouses, I think this is very important that you create an environment of intimacy, even if you got to stay up an hour later, even if it's date night in the movie room, right? Even if it's getting dressed up, to create this moment of intimacy where you guys can feel more connected than ever. And trust me, it is possible. The fourth release that is very important is an emotional release. There's plenty of silent battles going on right now. There's silent battles going on in your household right now, I can promise you. There's things that people aren't sharing. There's worries that people aren't sharing. Maybe the fear of projecting the energy, negative energy, to the whole environment so they keep it inside. But it's very important, very imperative that you listen to this as a leader, that you go to your wife, and even if you're by yourself, that you have these moments for yourself. Maybe you have a Zoom call with your friends, with your team, that it's very important that you create a time, a dedicated time, that you be intentional, that you have an emotional release time. Maybe that's at the dinner table. Maybe that's in the morning. Maybe that's at night, where everybody can bring their concerns and worries to the table, where everybody can talk about what's bothering them. Because silent battles will eat you up alive. Silent battles will tell you that things are never going to be okay, and you never ask for help. And so you're analyzing these things in your mind. You're trying to win this war in your mind. When you can bring it to the world, when you can bring it to your environment. And as a listener in your environment, it's not meant for you to judge. It's not meant for you to say, oh, it'll be okay. Okay, you'll get over it. Maybe your job is just to listen. Maybe your job is just to bring reassurance. And maybe you do say it's okay. But creating an environment, which we have in our household, we're starting to do this, of an emotional release and letting people get out their emotions. Even if they got to scream, you want to go outside and go punch the ground, feel free. You want to throw a pillow, release. It's okay. You're not going to be judged. You want to yell at the top of your lungs. You want to say you're tired of this. You can't take this. It's fine. Because people need to get it out, and they need to have a safe place where they feel like they're not going to be judged, where they feel like they're going to be understood. And the more you can create an environment of understanding where a person feels understood, the more a person will share and be transparent in what they're going through. And this is very important, not just for the adults in the household, but just as important, maybe even more important, with the kids in the household. The last release that I want to talk about is a solitude release, is a connection release. We're now more connected than ever. I know we're practicing social distance, but I'm talking about inside your household, you're more connected than you ever been because there's no time apart. 24/7, 365 for the majority of us, unless we're getting outside for a little bit, we're connected. And connection is power, right? But connection can be dangerous too. And so I advocate in my household that everybody spends time in solitude, that you go do the thing that you want to do. You're not going to be disturbed for this next hour, you know, especially with my wife, Maria. You know, she wears so many hats, right? She's cooking, she's cleaning, she's, you know, nursing Marley, she's taking care of everything, she's getting growth, like she's a beast. But I know when you're always on all the time, burnout is near, frustration is set in. And so I make it a point to say, hey, like, take some time off for yourself. Go spend an hour. If you want to go nap for an hour, go nap for an hour. Nobody's going to bother you. I'll try my best until Maya runs in there. Now I have to go get Maya. If you want to play Animal Crossing, go do it. If you want to sit outside and just feel the breeze, go do it. I'm going to cook. I'm going to handle the kids. I got this. And I make sure I do that with each one of my children to make sure that they have time to do what they want to do. I mean, even if you got to wake up an hour earlier, you know, when nobody's up, I know that's a sacrifice, but I think that's a sacrifice worth taking. Where you can have that time to enjoy your coffee. We can have that time because maybe you don't have a break. Maybe you're a single parent. And so getting up an hour earlier just to have time for yourself, I feel like is very important in protecting your mental health and protecting your peace and protecting the mental health of your environment. Guys, these are five things that I try to do. These are things that we're implementing as we speak right now. These are things that we have conversations about because I really feel like these things can really help your whole environment blossom, your whole environment thrive versus having your environment be filled of arguments, dysfunction, pain, and all those things that don't need to take place. What I want to do right now is I want to have a protect your peace moment. So I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to think about all the things you're holding on to that's draining you. I want you to think about all the unnecessary weight in your life that's weighing your life down, that's heavy, that's becoming a burden in your life, and it's keeping you from your peace, it's keeping you from your joy. And I want you to think about how free it would be if you released that weight. I want you to feel it in your soul, the freedom that comes with dropping that weight. You know, I talked about it earlier on my mental health run. I do a bridges run, and every bridge I come across, I have a theme of my runs, and the theme today was unnecessary weight. So every bridge I came across, I make it a point to not take over the bridge what I brought to the bridge. So before I can cross the bridge and continue my run, I have to identify the unnecessary weight in my life that's weighing me down, and I have to release that weight in order for me to move forward. And how I do that, and what I want you to do is, I first feel the weight of that weight. I feel how heavy it is. I feel how much it's slowing me down and how it's hurting my life. I feel how it's keeping me from my destinations, keeping me from being the greatest version of myself. And I want you to feel that right now. And then I give gratitude to that weight because maybe there was a time in my life where carrying that weight was necessary. Maybe it was a time where it actually served my life. But I now realize that it's no longer a service to my life. It's a hindrance to my life. So I give gratitude because, like all struggles, like all things that are mental harmless, it could also be for our own good because it creates a strength inside of us that nothing else could have created. So I want you to thank that unnecessary weight. Now, as I did today, you just make that choice to drop it. You say to yourself, I'm no longer carrying this weight. And I'm freeing myself from all the unnecessary weights that's keeping me from my peace, that's keeping me from my joy, that's keeping me from being the greatest version of myself. And you move forward with your life. I want you to understand that I know removing things and dropping weights and all these things aren't easy. But I want you to know it's necessary. Because anything that keeps you from being the father, the mother, the friend, the employee, the coworker, the leader, whatever title that you have in your life or titles, whatever keeps you from being the best version of that, it can't be in your life. You deserve exactly what you settle for. And my hope for you is that you settle for what you deserve. And you no longer in your life settle for less. Protect your peace, my friend. And protect your mental health. If you got to the end of this, please send me a message on Instagram with your favorite takeaway, because I'm sharing them like crazy. And most importantly, please apply these five things to your environment. But like I say at the end of every single episode, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number. They're added to the group. And then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies, is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show. the Boss Babe podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, the Boss Babe podcast will grow your life. Like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today and you will not regret it. Let's get it.